at the bottom of the Chachvam and Beis, Rebbe Hai v'yotza b'shnas ha'yayvel ma'yavid lay, m'vayalay l'te v'tanya, yotza b'shnas ha'yayvel, ba'ibik l'chav m'shiyesh nai tachas yadecha. A guy, shiyesh nai tachas yadecha, you go out in yayvel. Ayyini yalla b'yvichav m'shiyesh nai tachas yadecha. Maybe it's a guy that you can't control. I'm rid v'chimayev shalasis lay. If you can't control the guy, so what are you telling me rules for him? That you tell the guy, you force the guy to say that he has to go out. Look, Rashi, the bottom Rashi in the Amid Beis. Look at the Tanya Lalamdech. Even though the Jews are in charge of the police and they can do whatever they want with this guy, still, if he doesn't, he's not redeemed. Yishtabed by ad hayayvel. Yet the Rishoy love you love back even. Said, nevertheless, the guy bought the yid fair and square, so you can't take him away. You can't take away the guy from the yid, and he has to keep on working until Shtas Hayayvel. You can't force him to give up the guy. The Gemara in Bava Kamma learns the whole din of Gezel Akum Aser. It says, according to the Mandiyama, holds Gezel Akum Aser. Minatira, the Gemara learns it from this parsha. From this parsha, that if you have an Eved Ivri, Hanimka Lagai, that you're not allowed to be Bola Bakifin, you can't force him to give him up, and the Chishav and Kaneo, you have to make a Cheshbon with him. This is the Makar that Gezel Akum is awesome. The Gemara asks that this is not Gezel, it's Hafkas Halvasai. What is Hafkas Halvasai? Hafkas Halvasai is that if you owe the guy something and you're mafkia, you don't pay. It's called Hafkas Halvasai. Hafkas, break the Gemara, you're talking now, let us steal from a guy. But Hafkas Halvasai is Dachmutter. So if I owe the guy work, I'm just going to not work for him, it should be Mutter. And with the Gemara, Amar Rava, Zay Se Meres, Evet Ivri Gufay Kani, that an Evet Ivri is Kani to the guy, and Mamela, it's Gezela. If you take away the Evet Ivri from the guy, Shalai Kedin, it's Gezela Mamish, and therefore, Gezelakum is Aser Minatayr. There's a second man, the Amar, who disagrees, holds Gezelakum is Mutter Minatayr. But even he's maida that Gezel Akum is Asa Midrabanim. So that Lahalacha Gezel Akum is Asa. But we're talking now in our Torah, there is a machlaikis of Gezel Akum is Asa, Gezel Akum is Mutter. Of course, if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter, so we have to answer these psukim. So hold on. Lamaisa, this is the Makam. The Tap Taisvis on Tezainam and Aleph. The last five lines of Tosfos needs Hasbro. Vim Taimar, the last kasha of Tosfos. Ibai v'kechavim shiesh naitachas yadecha. Tosfos asks, "Ma shayech yayvul? What does it mean? You have to wait till yayvul." V'lamali nami digdo klal. Why the chishavim kaneo? I have to make cheshbainis with him. Why do I have to make cheshbainis with him? What's Taisus Kasha? Very hard to understand. What's Taisus Kasha? Ibe Chamishesh Nitachasiyach, Mashayich Yayvul. If it's a guy who's under your control and he bought a yid, what do you mean, Mashayich Yayvul? Alamali, Ludagde Klau, what's the question? We just said, you have to be Medagde, you can't buy him out unless you're honest with him. So there are two Hasbeirim in Kavanas Taisus. Taisus is very unclear. Rav Chanan has a pshat, and Rav Moshe has a pshat, and each pshat has interesting results in halacha lemaisa. First of all, Rav Chanan's pshat. Rav Chanan learns that Tosis is asking Akasha like the man diyama gezel akum mutter. Tosis is asking, okay, if you hold gezel akum is awesome in that Torah. So then we understand that Gezel Akum is Asa Min HaTorah, so you have to make a cheshbon with the guy. You can't just take away the Evet. You have to make a cheshbon. Gezel Akum is Asa. Then we understand. V'chishev and Kaneri make cheshbonis. But Tosis means, if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter Min HaTorah, if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter, what's V'chishev and Kaneri? Lomeli Dikto Klal. What do I have to make cheshbonis with him? Whatever I can do to get him out, I should do to get him out. To get the yid out. If Gezel Akum is mutter, and there's a yid working for this guy, so I should try to get him out with whatever I can. This is Tysus Kash. Emphatizes Yeshleim. Teretz needs Hasbro. Yeshleimer, what's the Teretz? See, that's what happens. Whenever you have two pshatim in a taisis, one pshat, the kasha fits better, and the other pshat, the teretz fits better. That's why Rabbi Chanan had one pshat, and then Rabbi Shai had another pshat. Now, I'll tell you how Rabbi Chanan learns the teretz. I'm going to try to fit in the words. Rabbi Chanan learns pshat in the teretz is, you know, what was the kasha? Gezel Akum is mutter. If Gezel Akum is mutter, so why do I need lamed dig the klal? What do I have to wait to yovel? What do I have to even dagdik for? Gezel Akum is mutter. That's a good kasha. The teretz is that it's a chilul Hashem. Gezel Akum is aser min haTorah b'makom chilul Hashem. Everything is aser b'makom chilul Hashem. So he says it's chilul Hashem to force the guy to free his Jewish eved. It's also chilul Hashem. How does that fit into Tosfos' words? Yeshleimer d'hacha shayde kechav batuach alav. The guy trusts him. V'nasan leimoy samecha gufay. He gave him money to sell himself. Since he trusts me, therefore, that's missing the main two words. Since he trusts me, therefore, it's Chil Hashem. What? Since he trusts me, it's Chil Hashem. If he doesn't trust me, there's no Chil Hashem.
The fact that I betray his trust is a lesson.
Let's say he doesn't trust me, and I steal the evet from him. The evet just runs away. This is a chilul Hashem. This is like a bigger chilul Hashem because he's betuach. Allah makes the chilul Hashem all the more big. Right, something like that is the teretz. So again, what's pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos' kasha is if Gezel Akum is mutter. Why can't this fellow run away? Why can't the Eved run away from his Goyish Adon? That's Tosfos' Kasha. And Tosfos' Teretz is, Taki could, but it's Chil Hashem. Being that it's Chil Hashem, that's why he can't run away. The says, according to Tosfos' Teretz, if he wants, he can pretend to have a stomachache one morning and not come to work. It won't be a Shail of Gezel. Right? If he's an employee and he pretends to have a stomachache, he's a Gazel in the stomach. But if he's an Eved working for a guy, if you hold Gezel Akum is mutter, it's only outside Chil Hashem. So he can play sick. As long as there's no Chil Hashem, it'll be mutter. That's what comes out from Rabbi Chanan's Pshat and Tosfos. The discussion is how to touch the Torah. That was the Gemara's kasha. The other Mishnah say, Yavo may Avid lay, how do you touch the Pasuk? So we're touching the Torah. The Torah is telling you that there's a din of yovel, and you shouldn't be bala bakif. That's the taicha of the Torah. So the question is, why would the Torah say such a thing? If Gezel Akum mutter, why would the Torah say it? So Teretz is al Chil Hashem. I mean, what I'm saying, if Gezel Akum is asur anyway, you can't pretend to be sick anyway. Yeah, nochinami. I just meant, I was only talking to the Raisa Dikola. Nochinami.
It's not my turn to try to tell you that.
So that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan has a kasha on this pshat. This pshat, by the way, is the Ritva says it's a fairish. And the Ritva says, "What are you going to do? Like the man Yom Gezel Akum Mutter Yeshlam Yitichul Hashem." Like the way it says in the Ritva is the way it would have been nice if Tosfos would have said those words. In a line and a half, the Ritva says, "What about the man Yom Gezel Akum Mutter Yitichul Hashem?" Frak Rabbi Chanan. Chil Hashem, you don't need a special pasuk by Eved Ivri Hanimkalis. La'akum de Chil Hashem is aser. We know Chil Hashem is something that's aser. We know we're taught it from when we're little kids and up that you know Chil Hashem is an iser. You know Chil Hashem. I need a special pasuk by Eved Ivri, Hanimka Lagai, that is Issachul Hashem. Ruchan of Lives at Tzarachian on this pshat. Why do I need a special pasuk here? No, it could be cases of Gezlakim which are not Chilul Hashem. It could be cases of Gezlakim which are not Chilul Hashem. A guy leaves his suitcase outside in the bathroom, he goes in the airport into the bathroom. And then somebody walks by and he just picks it up, Chilul it is. So he walks out of the bathroom and he picks it up. It could be cases of it's not Chilul Hashem. I'm not suggesting anybody do it, I'm just saying there could be cases of it's not Chilul Hashem. So the chiddush here is that it's also Chilul Hashem. So that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha on this pshat. The Birchas Avraham suggests a teretz. Again, we're getting involved now. Well, this is all in the first mahalach of Taisus. That the Taisus go to the man Yabagez Alakim is mutter. It's only us out to the Rabbi Chanan asked, if it's us, it's Chilul Hashem. Why do I need a pasuk? Of course, Chilul Hashem is us. So Birchas Avraham comes up with an interesting teretz. We know the Chol HaTorah Kula Svek Sveika is mutter. Now we know that Svek Sveika is mutter all over the place, and even by Nyonis Nus and Ksubis we had a woman's mezana, but it's a Svek Sveika tachtav not tachtav Ezra. Svek Sveika is mutter. A rive, this din of rive, you're allowed to do things bus a rive. I go Basarav. It therefore stands to reason. If in Kashrus you could rely on Svek Sveika and Rive, and in Yanei Erva you could rely on Svek Sveika and Rive, it therefore stands to reason that Bechil Hashem, I should also be able to rely on Rive and Svek Sveika. Which means that if I do something and I'll be Rive, I won't be caught. Or it's a Svek Sveika if I'll be caught. If it'll create a Chilul Hashem. It stands to reason that the same rule should apply. Saif. I mean, the guy keeps on stealing until he's caught, right? But it's true. But let's say he's not a professional guy. He just had a one-time opportunity to forget his lakum. So it's a Chilul Hashem issue where in a Torah, it should technically be mutter. You could rely on Rive, you could rely on Svek Sveika. Let's say I have Rive that I won't be caught. I work for a company and they audit Rive of their employees. They audit me of their employees. It's a Rive, I won't be audited. Now if I steal from the guy, I'll be Rive, it won't be Chilul Hashem, I'll never be caught. They don't audit, right? They have a business, they have an expense account, I'm going to say I went somewhere and I didn't really go. I'll be Rive, I won't be caught. So if you don't get the lakum as mutter on a derasidic level, now piraiva won't be caught. Logically, you should be able to be made. L'chayra, Chilul Hashem should be like every yisur of the Torah. That if you go basarayv, it should be mutter. So he says, kamash malon over here, the gzeres hakosav here is that it's osereni. The yasa b'shnas hayayvul. The says, even in a case where you would have a heter, at gzei looks, you don't get the lakum mutter. As Chilul Hashem, because you have Rive, you probably the guy won't catch on to what you're doing to him. Nevertheless, it's still, if I'll be Rive, in other words, you want to go out from this guy and you're going to do Akifin, you can do some kind of trick, you're going to fool him, and I'll be Rive, and I won't catch you. So, I'll be Cain, it's awesome. That's the Xeris HaKosov here. So, if Chilul Hashem, you can't rely on Rive.
In other cases, you're not having Chilul Hashem?
If what?
If you have Rive.
That's what seems to come out. The interesting din that seems to come out from the Birchas Avraham. What he's saying is, if I'll first the pshat, he's saying, Rabbi Chanan's kasha was, why do I need a special pasuk here for Chilul Hashem? So he's answering, you need a pasuk here that even if v'chishevim kaneil, you mean a cheshbon, al pi rav you'll be okay. Nevertheless, v'chishevim kaneil, you don't go baser rav, you go baser. That's his test. Hayoytzei midvarav. What seems to come out of his words is that Bechil Hashem be'etzem, you could rely on Rive, you could rely on Svek Sveika. Even Tosfos is only saying this, like the man Yom Gezel Akum Mutter. If you hold Gezel Akum Aser, So Tosis whole of Kash and Teres don't start, according to Rabbi Chanan. So it would seem that with Idan, you could rely on Rav and Svek Svek of Echel Hashem. That's his Hanocha, and that would seem to come out to be Emes. I don't know why I have a problem with it, but I seem to have a problem with it because I don't know. Is it true that by Chil Hashem you can rely on Svek Svek and you won't be caught, or on Rav that you won't be caught? It should all tell you in how it turns out. What? The courtrooms are full, but only the ones that get caught over in Chil Hashem. The ones that are not caught are not over. And they had a patur. I remember once clearing. The Torah says you can go basarayv. So I'm in our Torah. Let's say I have a gun. I have three bullets. And two are blanks and one is real. I spin the thing. Am I allowed to shoot somebody? Why can't I shoot him? Lysirtzach. But the Torah says, Yagov has arrived. Two bullets are blank and one bullet is real. So, huh? Yeah, what happens by kashrus? Let's say I have two pieces of kashrus meat, one is a trade meat. Oh, so you're saying you're right. Is it Tzev Shalavar, or so it'll be awesome? But is that the Teretz? Is that why it's awesome? It's Tzev Shalavar? Is that the reason? Or is it that, I don't know, could you go basarayv by things where the Aver is the result? I'm not sure how to work it. It's. If it's something which is mutter, and so no one sees you, it's not Chil Hashem. If it's something which is aser, even if no one sees you, it's Chil Hashem. The Rambam says Chil Hashem is even a person himself. A person could be Ivan Sam, it's Chil Hashem. But it's something that's mutter, that's what we're talking about. Gez Lakom is mutter. It's just Chil Hashem. Shear of right. It'll be 10 and 9 and 1 will be different. So I don't think so.
The other
something
what to do. Maybe in a case
you have to have a reason to do the shooting. What does he say? Give me $1,000 when I do it. That's not a good reason. If it's mutter. See, Dovi's right. It's a bad example, the gun, because it's Zef Shalavar. You don't go basarayv when you can be Mavar. So if you can Mavar it, you don't. Yeah, Shalavar. So you can shoot two times. I don't know what you can shoot. You shoot a dog two times or something. I don't know. You can figure out what the third bullet is. It's not a good example, but is that the teretz? That's the question. So call the parish Meruba parish. I have a lot of people in a room, Rav Gayim, Miyut Eden, and somebody walks out. So call the parish Meruba parish so I could shoot him. I mean, if you hold shooting Gayim, it's also a bad example. But I'm just saying, this is a chiddush. This Brich Samaram is a chiddush. That Be'etzem is a heter of Rav, Bechil Hashem. Okay, maybe it's a limit for some in a Eden. Good things created Chil Hashem, but B'shas Maisa, they relied on Rav. And if it's Emes, that it was Rav, and they put the one that was caught.
Maybe. If
it was Mutter, so why should the result matter? It's not Mustaver. Just like by killing, it's not Mustaver. But that's what Berch Zavaron is saying. Obviously, if 100 Yidden are going to do something relying on Rav, so, you know, 49 are going to be caught, there'll be Chil Hashem at the end. So it doesn't sound like something that we're going to sanction. But that's his side. Steinman has a different teretz from Bochanan's Kasha. He suggests a Lomdish teretz that even if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter, but since B'mokim Chil Hashem Gezel Akum is Aser, so if a person steals from a guy B'mokim Chil Hashem, he's over on the Issa Gezel. Not just the Issa Chil Hashem, but it's Gezel also. because you have a heter to steal. Why? It's not yours. How can you take it? Teretz is from a guy. It's mutter. But in a case where gezel akum is not mutter by a guy, so you don't have the heter, so that remains gezela. That life's gezela. That's not that gezel. It's not. You need the heter. It's not yours. You take them. It's not yours. So you need a heter.
Why can't I do something?
It's a rishus. It's a dvar rishus, you mean. So he's learning that that's pshat in the pasuk. The kasha was Rabbi Chanan's kasha. The yotze b'shnas hayayvel tells you. Now do chilul Hashem. So taka in svara, it should only be in a chilul Hashem. The pasuk says v'yotze b'shnas hayayvel. The makom chilul Hashem, he has to stay till yayvel, and it's gezel. Which yisr? The yisr of v'yotze b'shnas hayayvel. That's my yavid lay. That's what the gemara is coming to darshan the extra pasuk. No. Well, if when you start the ma'isa, you know that he may come, then it should be awesome. We say, if I'm right in the first place, it's going to change. All right, I don't know. It could be done. Anyway, that's his teretz on Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Either way, Rabbi Chanan's pshat in Taisa's kasha is fine. The pshat in the teretz, Rabbi Chanan himself says, leaves something to be desired. So switch over to Rav Moshe's pshat. Rav Moshe in the Dibros Moshe in Ha'ara Tess on this Gemara. This is it's a very interesting piece because of what is Mechadish. First, how does he learn pshat in Tosfos? He learns pshat in Tosfos Kasha as follows. We know Gezel Akum is Aser, not Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says we're going Gezel Akum is Mutter. No. Tosfos is going Gezel Akum is Aser. Gezel Akum is Aser. Tos Akum is Mutter. Okay, Tos Akum, we know, is Mutter. A guy makes a toss, and instead of shipping you, you ordered something, he ships something to you twice. So Tos Akum is Mutter. Or he ships something, more of it to you. You order 100 pounds of something, you get 102 pounds. So that's Tos Akum, you get too much change. Tos Akum is Mutter. That's the halach. Fractosis. Now, I just have to warn you again that Rav Moshe's Shidarech fits better with Tosfos Teretz and the Kasha. But the Kasha, you listen to the Kasha. He says the Kasha is v'chishevim keineo. Means you have to make a cheshbin with the guy, an honest cheshbin. That if I was sold to the guy, there's no yitzir sheish, so I was sold for 50 years or 40 years, whatever it is, for 40,000 zuz, so I have to make 1,000 zuz a year and I have to make an honest cheshbin with him. For Tosfos, lomali dig the klal. What have to be medagdik with the guy? If the guy is going to make a mistake in the mathematics, look, if he's not going to make the mistake, he won't let me anyway. But if the guy will make a mistake, lomali dig the klal. Why do I have to be careful with the numbers with the guy? Tos akum is mutter. Hey, yes, that tos akum is mutter, so let me, if I'm lunging him with the numbers, let me confuse him with the numbers. What's the difference?
Tos akum is mutter.
Is that for certain? Lahalacha, we know it's that way, right? You can't lahatoisa is us, right? Okay, one second. But in the kasha, Rav Moshe learns the kasha is why do I have to be medagdik with him? We'll make a toss. Let's make a toss. And for Tosfos, that even though if the guy makes a mistake, it's mutter. But if the guy is relying on you, he's batuach alav. He's relying on you to make the cheshbon. So lahatoisai, for you to fool him in a case where he's relying on you, that is awesome. What's the difference? He is relying on me. He's not relying on me. So Zeptimai Shalem.
How do you mistake if he's relying on me?
If he's relying on me, so what is it? It's really Zayla, right? It really sounds like a Zayla Mamish. I hear the time. The time's a good time. But one second. What Moshe writes is that again, that if he's batuach, I love it's awesome. Why is it awesome? Why can't I fool him? If Tos Akum is mutter, why can't I fool him? So because Moshe, because there's a din of gezeilas das, gnevas das is called. Gnevas das is fooling people. Gnevas das is awesome, even by a guy. Gemara says. So, be'etzem lahatoy say to fool him, be'etzem should be mutter. But it's a problem. Gnevas das. The problem is that I'm fooling him. And fooling him in yoni yominis is also. So if he makes the mistake and sends it to me, I don't fool him if it's mutter. But if I'm the one who makes the mistake, he's relying on me, and I'm fooling him. So if I fool him, that's a problem. If he relies on himself, he makes his own cheshbon, he gives him money, he says, oh, I added it up, and you know, and he makes his cheshbon. He says, you know, 11 times 7 is 66, and here's your cheshbon. So I don't have to tell him anything. He says, he's not batuach halav. It's his mistake. But if he's batuach halav, he's relying on me, so then it's awesome. Now, Rav Moshe brings a pretty klar raya to this nakuda from a Gemara. Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel has a maisa with Rav Kahana, who bought 120 chavisa, 120 barrels of wine from a guy. Ivla lechad zuza. In their financial dealings, there was a zuza off in the price. Rav Kahana saw that he can get away with paying one zuz less. So the Gemara says, Omar le chazi, de Allah kosamcha. Omar le, he told him, chazi, look, Allah kosamcha, I'm relying on you. Zokt Rashi, and Rashi has two pshat, and Rashi's first pshat is that Rav Kahana told the guy, listen, I'm relying on you, you make the cheshbonis. He realized the guy was making a mistake to his benefits. He said to the guy, listen, Allah kasimcha, you do the numbers, I'm relying on you. If the guy would start making a mistake the other way, he would probably change his mind. But he saw the way it was going, so he told the guy, listen, you're in charge of billing, so you just send me the bill. Chazid Allah kasimcha. Zokter of Maisha, that's Mamish Taisis. Why do you have to tell him Allah kasimcha? Because he's telling him, listen, don't be, if you have a tuach on me, it's going to be aser, it's going to be das. I can't send you a check for the wrong amount of money. Bechazid Allah, so you're in charge of making cheshbonis, you make the cheshbon, and I'll pay whatever you say. So Zot of Maisha, that nekuda is the pshat in this taisis. That if you're relying on him, so then there's no iser of tosakum. But here, shall I become batuach alav, and I'll say, go fight. Where the guy relies on him, he gave him money, he relied on him to work for him. So there is the responsibility of the Chishavim Kenev. Now, till here, Rav Moshe is, it's an Upshan and Taisus, it's fine, I mean, I wouldn't have any problems. Rav Moshe, though, he has a Knech, which is a very big Chiddush. It's not a mitzvah to be Mepharsim in the following part, yeah.
It sounds like the Moshe thing that the Chishavim Kenev is just telling you that is. That if you're
going to
cause a
mistake,
then it's us. But
it doesn't
have to do it.
You mean if it's from the Yasub
Shasayayavot? The fact that you can't ask the Asimov
Akhesa. Right.
Isn't that
simple? You're asking, that's not a new Gezeris HaKasav. You could have the same Kasha. That to be Mata, the guy else can have his Nas, is always saucer. So why do I need a Pasuk here? Alright, I hear what you're saying. Ramesha says, no, maybe this is Gufan Makar. Ramesha says that he's Batuach HaLav. When you buy an Eved, you give him money to work for you, sort of trusting him he's going to work for you, so that's Batuach HaLav. It's inherent in the case. Just saying, Lamai said it's inherent, it should be anyway. So maybe Ramesha means this is Gufan Makar for that. Ramesha adds a Knech, which is a very big Kiddush. And that is, by Oino, we find by a guy, Oino as mecher is mutter. A guy comes into my store and he picks up a bottle of something. So he says, how much is this? I can tell him it's $2, even though it's $1. I've been lucky that there won't be Chil Hashem. My store could be a Chil Hashem. All right, you have to have a case. But if you have a case, there's no need of Chil Hashem. A guy says, how much is this? And you tell him a higher price and he pays. There's no Oino by a guy. Fract Rav Moshe. But he's batuach halav. He's relying on you. You're fooling him. Why is it the same thing? He says, you get a price. He's trusting you to tell him a fair price. I mean, a normal price. What? If you have a sign.
You decide
the price. Deciding, when he asks me, he doesn't mean, what is your special price for me? He means, when he says, what's the price? He means, what do you sell this for?
Obviously, he's defying it. He's not going to buy it. He's willing to pay for it.
But I'm really fooling him. If I would tell him, listen, it's $1 a bottle, but you, it's $2. I don't think he would buy it. Maybe he would. Maybe he's thirsty enough. I don't know. But, no? Huh? You don't like the kasha?
Why should it be
us? Why should it be us, sir? Because he's relying on me. The whole the chap is Gnevis Das is also by a guy. Goyim. Who says you can't do a nar to a guy? So I'll say I could do it. I'll say I open a store in a goyish neighborhood and I charge a high price. Whoever comes in, I charge a high price. Okay, I'm asking. But do you think it's the same if a guy asks me what's the price and I tell him a price which is not what he means? I don't know. Maybe what you're saying would explain the righteous teretz a little bit. Let me tell you, this Ramesh's kasha. If you're going to go with this mahalach, that batuach alav is gneivas das, so you're not allowed to do anything that's going to fool him. So why by yeno is there a heter? And for Rav Moshe, and this is the part that's not a mitzvah to be mefarsim because it's misused. Rav Moshe says a customer knows it's the derech of meichrim to play games with them. Customers know sellers play games with prices. And Mimela, that's not Gnevis Das. That's sort of at your own risk when you go into a business. And maybe it's not that way with a single bottle of soda, but whatever. In that's the heteroinoi. The heteroinoi is when that's the derech hamaycha. And these words are very dangerous because the teretz for stealing all the time is that everyone does it. That's the. I have many times where I have youngsters who ask me shyless, they go into their father's business, and the whole life they have to figure they're going to their father, and they come to their father's business, and he's a guy, he tells people, he promises one thing on the phone and delivers something else. And he says, delivery, oh yeah, I can have delivery by tomorrow, and then he schleps them for a week, because he can only have it a week late. So, it's gazela, so the father always says, everyone does it, that's the way the business works. That's not a heter, everyone does it, it's not a heter. It's not everyone does it, so everyone will be together with and get him together, but that's not a bad. So it's a little strange. Ramesh is saying that he is not going to end his because that's the way the business goes. It could be like you're saying that he agrees to it. I'm telling him $2. He sees the bottle, he sees the $2, and he's agreeing to it. It's not to say everyone does this and to lie to him to say I'll deliver tomorrow, I'll deliver in a week. There's no heter.
He's saying it's like a mechanic. A mechanic will charge $100 for one person, even the next person depends on other factors.
So look at his face. It's like an S-Rig. Look, you buy an S-Rig, right?
There's no standard price for it. You make a little brand. He likes the guy who's cheaper, he likes the
guy who's cheaper. Alright, so then Ramesh, then you mask it for Ramesh, okay. So Ramesh says that by Mecher, when you go to a thing, so it's okay, so mail it back, but otherwise it's us. So Ramesh comes out with the Gedorim of Toas Akum, La Toisa is an Isser because he's Batuach Allah, because he's relying on me. And even that is Mutter in a case where it's the normal business practice. I hate to say it, but it's a normal business practice, some type of heter. Do I have to assume what?
The guy?
Well, the guy asks you the price, it sounds like Batuach Allah. What? If I'm buying from him and I offer him a price, so then I go for a low price, that's certainly the derech, right? That you give him what? That you'll that you correct it. I mean, just because you send a bill, he realizes that you're going to analyze the bill. I don't know, stomach. I Rav Kana said, Chazid Aloch Kasemcha. Is stomach that way? I'm not sure. Stomach, you send someone. Depends. If it's a bill like in the cleaners, $10 or $15, I don't think everybody checks over the bill. When you go into the grocery, I don't think everyone looks over the bill. If it's it's a large bill, maybe nothing like that. Akoponim, whether you go through Moshe's Mahalach or Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, either way, there's a chiddush here at the end of Tosfos. And these are the two Mahalachim. There's a machlokes by Avkos Halvasai, if you're allowed to lie to a guy. Let's say a guy, what's Avkos Halvasai? You borrow money from a guy. He's no shtar, not anything. You're just you and him, you borrow money from a guy. And then the guy dies. And that's Avkos Halvasai. I don't have to go running after the Arshim to pay that. Question is, am I permitted to lie to make to enforce my hafkas halvasai? Am I allowed to lie to in order to make that happen? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's mutter. Shulchan Harav in his Hilchas Geneva in the end, I Dalid, says that there's no chilul Hashem. Then it's mutter. What would be a case? Hafkas halvasai. I don't know if a guy. If the Irish came over to me and asked me, did my father lend you money, or do you owe my father money, or he would have to have a reason to ask me, but let's say he knows he often lent me. The owe him, and I say no. Finished.
You allowed to lie in general?
But that's a separate issue. Lying is a bad midah, but the avera of lying is only where it causes something to happen that you like it in. The avera of Vasheka Tirchak is in the parasha of Maminus. It's really only usher in a case of it's so funny. I just called my son Eretz Yisrael and Mira. They have a halacha share every week. So he was by the phone. He read me the questions. This week's share is, when are you allowed to lie? So they had examples, you know, questions. So it said, are you allowed to tell your younger chavrusa that you're clean shaven because you had a chasna last night? You don't know, you had a date last night, right? So you want to? That was one of the questions. So technically, it's really mutter. I mean, if it's not, if there's no nafkamina, it's a bad midah to get used to lying. But what we call a white lie is not technically an is, certainly not isatira. At any rate, what was I talking about? I was talking about, of course, halvasa, if lying is mutter. Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's mutter, and there's a sefer Chut HaMishulish. I believe it's from one of Rishos Salanti's Talmidim. I don't remember which one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Chut HaMishulish is from Chaim Volozhin, I think. Anyway, this Shas Tshuva is Chut HaMishulish, and he says it's awesome. It's a machlaikis, if it's mutter, it's awesome. The Chayrit should be totally in this. No. If he's talking to you and he's Batuach Alecha, he says, my father lend you money, he's putting his trust in you. He's batuach alecha. So, according to Rav Moshe, you wouldn't be allowed to lie. I don't know if that's called batuach alecha. Maybe that's good for the shaylan. And the father lent you the money, was batuach alecha. He trusted you. The son, what's he doing now? It's not because he has trust in you. It's just because he has no choice. He just has to ask. All right. So it could be it's totally in this shayla that Rav Moshe is done on Geneva's Das. When Geneva's Das is aser, only if he somehow put trust in you. Maybe. Okay. So this is a side piece here in the Gemara. To move on. Just cover a little ground. A lot of ground. Let's see. Maybe I should mention Agav. It's very disturbing to me. My father, Olav Shalom, passed away. So before he passed away, he told me he has a tzettel in a certain place of people he lent money to, names and amounts. And this wasn't a few dollars; they were all over $1,000. So he has a list of, I don't know, probably 20, 25 people that he lent money to. So he told me I'm eichel all of them except one of them is a wealthy person. And anybody else wants to pay you, don't take the money because unless you find out he's rich, but he thinks all of them are poor except for one. So if anybody wants to pay you, don't take the money. Fine. So afterwards I went. It's like a long list he has written of people he lent money to. It disturbs me. It's not because of the money, because I'm not taking the money anyway. But it disturbs me. It's already almost 2 years since my father passed away. One person came forward that he owes my father money. And it's not the rich person who borrowed the money. One person came forward. He came during the Shiva, and he's a Rebbe, he's a Malamed. And he says, you should know, I owe your father, I think it was $5,000, and I have the money right now. So I asked him, are you rich? So he starts laughing. So I said, if you're not rich, my father was Michael. So he started telling me, no, he wants to pay anyway. I said, listen, I don't lend you any money. You want to give me a gift, $5,000? So fine. But you're not paying a chayv if you pay me the money. You know, you lent it to my father, and he's Michael. So you don't owe me anything. It's not that I'm Michael. But he's Michael. That was the one person of the whole list. I mean, no one else knows that he was Michael. Who knows? I don't know. It's a disturbing... it's not because of the money. You know, a lot of times I say it disturbs me because of the money. But it's not the money, because I'm not entitled. I'm not going to get the money anyway. But that from the beginning should be this way. I don't know. To me, it's disturbing. Maybe they went to my sister, not to me. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. You know, they give you a bracha, shavaksais and erlich yid. As a kid, I always thought erlich yid should be an honest person. Well, big deal, that's a bracha. You know, everyone's honest. It's just a question of a bigger talmud chacham, little talmud chacham. Now I see a bracha, you should grow up to be an erlich yid. Is a pretty good bracha. You have to say amen very, very strongly. Ubishtar, minolan. Okay, we're going to talk about shtar. Now there are two shtaris by Nevin. The shtar he goes in with, and the shtar he can go out with. We're going to be Marich Mitz Hashem tomorrow about Shtarais, Beikar about the Shtar he goes out with, which is the second piece of Gemara. This Shtar is a Shtar he goes in with, which is a relatively simple Gemara. Let's see, Menala and Amar Ula Amakra, Imacheres Yikach Loi, Hekesha Hakosav Lacheres. Macheres Mekanya Bishtar, Afam Evriya Mekanya Bishtar. Just like in Acheres is Mekanya Bishtar, also Amavriya Mekanya Bishtar. What does that mean? Who's the Acheres? The Ishasish. Right? Just like an Ishasish goes in with Shtar, so too in Am Evriya. Hanich Elamandi Am Shtar Am Evriya Adin Kaisvay. Elamandi Am Av Kaisvay Meikel Ameymar. See, Gemara brings here an interesting machlaikis there, Chagav, Ditmar. Shtar Am Evriya Mi Kaisvay. Rafuma Aymar Adin Kaisvay Chisam Av Kaisvay. Now, just 1 minute. What's the Pashtus? If we had not learned this Gemara, and you want to buy an Am Evriya, you want to do King Ishtar, who would you say gives the Shtar to whom? I have here someone who's willing to sell his daughter to be an Am Evriya, and I need an Am Evriya in my house. So I go over there and I say, let's do King Ishtar. Fine. Who would write the Shtar normally, typically? Pashta Sasvara. Pashtus, you say both ways, it's tough for me to answer you. Because of Yiyud. Let's ignore Yiyud. Let's just talk in the meantime about Am Evriya. So that should be
like a field.
That's what I would think. Pashtus is like a field. The field, who writes the shtar, the giver or the receiver? If you want to sell me real estate, so the seller gives the shtar. If I want to sell you my house, I give you the deed. So that would be here, Av Kaisvay. Av Kaisvay would be the logical thing. So if it's a shtar hakna, if the shtar is a typical shtar hakna, Av Kaisvay. So the chiddush is the man yama Adin Kaisvay. If you hold Adin Kaisvay, why should the Adin write it? He gives the shtar and he gets the woman, the Amma, why? So that would only make sense if we learn out of Kiddushin. So it's not a typical shtar akna. It's a shtar, I don't know what name to give it. A shtar avdus. Shtar avdus is like a shtar kiddushin. Just like shtar kiddushin, you give the woman the shtar and she becomes nikna to you. The same thing, shtar avdus, you give the eved the shtar, the mevriya, the mother, father, and he gives it to you. So the machlaikis here is not just the machlaikis who writes it. It's a machlaikis, is it a shtar mamin, a shtar akna, or is it a shtar ken kiddushin, a shtar avdus? There are many nafkaminas. Which one it is? It's a shtar avdus or a shtar hakna. There are a number of nafkaminas. A shtar, all the dine shtar that we had, let's say mechubel karka. We said a shtar kedushin you can't write, a shtar gittin you can't write a mechubal karak. Right, sefer, as we do me the sefer. Shtar hakna, you could. If you hold shtar avdus as a regular shtar kenyan, so you could write it even a mechubal karak. If you hold it like a shtar kedushin, so you can't. Whatever other nafkaminis will come up with in yonim of dine shtar, that'll be nafkaminis now. Rav Huna, Rav Chista arguing, is this a shtar hakna or not? So hanich l'Rav Huna, you learn out of kedushin, it's a shtar avdus, just like a shtar kedushin. El Rav Chista ma'ikol ameila. According to Rav Chista, avka yisra, it's a regular shtar hakna, so how do you know? Amar v'acha b'yakev and nupasim. Amar k'ral, I say six days avadim, avu niktasi kikinyan avadim, I knew shtar. How do you know? Eimal niknas kinyan avadim ainiu chazaka. Who says shtar? Maybe it's a different kinyan. Amakra this nachalta meisel of necham echarechem. Karka you give be Yerusha oisa bechazaka loyache bechazaka. Only karka bechazaka. Maybe not. Eimal oisa b'shtar loyache b'shtar. Maybe karka b'shtar and nothing else b'shtar. Hafsiv loyseitek seis avadim umayroes. So you have one riboy and one miyot. How do you know to be marbe shtarais and memayit chazaka? Maybe the opposite. Mistaver shtar havalei levuya ishakay moitzia bebas yisrael. Shtar is moitzi bebas yisrael. Adar abba chazaka havalei rebiya shakay kaina benechse agar. Teres is beishus miyalei ashkachan. That what? We go according to ishus, which is moitzia bebas yisrael, which is get. So since we find by ishus an inyan of shtar, and the chazaka. It's the same thing here. We're going to learn out also shtar, which works by ishus to here too. So what does he mean by ishus also? Because he means because this yud. Iba yaseim alach yahani imacheres. The pasuk imacheres yikachle is megala which way to darshan. So we have now machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista. Rav Huna says adain kaisvai and learns it out of kedushin. Rav Chista says Avkai Svai and learns it out of Laseitek Tes Avad. In fact, the Mar of Huna Hai Laseitek Tes Avad Am I Avid Lai My Darish Bay has a different drash. I Mi Bay Lai Sheina Yitzav Berashi Evarim Keefed. Only Eved Kanani goes out Berashi Evarim. Rav Chista, he knows that anyway. You can't look to grow Laseitek Tes Avadim Laseitek Ki Avadim Like Tes Avad and Shaman. They're arguing if they should make one drash or two drashes. All right, so this inyan that there are two types of shtar, we're going to come back to tomorrow. The ikur, all right, let's do two more lines of Gemara. Kindness asked me, Bishanim, the Xiv Sheshanim Yavoy, the Shvi Seitze, but Yavoy, the Xiv Ashanasa Yavoy, Yavoy, the Mcha. The Gemara has to bring up a fresh apostic. Not everyone learns Chumash, so it brings it. Okay. I'll be growing cast that we're going to do tomorrow. Now, this next Gemara is not a quick Gemara as the others were, but tomorrow's already. Well, it's Wednesday, right? All right. We'll spend some time on it. This next Gemara, there's quite a bit of Yediyas in it. The whole machlek is that Eved Ivri Guf Ekonri is the Iker. To understand the two Mahalchim and Eved Ivri Guf Ekonri. But more than that, we're going to get into Dine Shtarais, Taisus Lemalei. I'll give you, there's the Stipler on Taisus. The Stipler is Simon Chaf Ois Beis. In the new prints, it's a later Simon. Please learn on your own the Ktsais Simin Reish Ois Hei. We learned this Ktsais earlier in the year. It's the Yesaidistik Ktsais. We actually learned it from the Avnei Meluim about Ktsais Simin Reish Ois Hei. And please do it inside. It should be a Chazara on the beginning of the Ktsais. In the end, it has to do with Asugya. It's a very Geshmak Teretz on a difficulty.